And then I'd like you to help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Ellie. Ellie Alcoholic.
Hi, Ellie.
Just set my timer here so I don't go over. Thank you so much for asking me to do this tonight, Jules. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Welcome to all the newcomers. My sobriety date is July 1st, 2025, so I have just hit a little bit over a year of sobriety now. Yeah, so just to tell you a little bit about my backstory, I grew up in Los Osos, born and raised. I grew up with my mom and my dad and my two siblings, and I had a fairly normal childhood, you know, like I had everything I needed. A roof over my head, they provided all the necessary things to, you know, create a thriving child in this world. And I just gravitated towards drugs and alcohol from a very young age. I was 11 or 12 when I had my first drink. I stole a fifth of whiskey from a family friend. I drank the entire bottle with my friend. I blacked out, and that was my first time drinking. And I went missing, and the cops were looking for me all over town. And that was my first go at drinking. And so I started off at a very rocky start. And it progressed into a weed addiction, a tobacco addiction. I tried multiple drugs, too, in high school. And there was just, like, situation after situation. Every time I thought I could control my drinking, there was always that smack in the face that showed me that I could not control my drinking. And I continued to drink and do drugs and hang out with the wrong people until I was 19 years old and I got my first DUI. And I blamed my problem on other things. You know, it was always the place and the time and the people, and it wasn't me and it wasn't my problem. And I ended up getting a drunk in public a week after my first DUI. So when I went to court, that didn't look too great on paper. And because I was underage at the time, I remember the judge said, "I don't know what to do with you." And they ended up sentencing me to diversion, which got me to finally take a look at myself and get sober for the very first time. And I think I had about 6 or 7 months of sobriety time. And I remember during that time, I felt really good. You know, I was gaining little bits and pieces of myself. And I was gaining that self-esteem back that I had lost in drinking and using. And shortly after I finished the program, I went right back to it. I had no desire to really stop. I remember I was just doing it to please the courts. But deep down inside, I was miserable. I hated the hangovers. I hated the regrets. Waking up, peeing the bed, not remembering, all of it. It was just miserable. And not to mention the hardships that I put my family through. I'm the oldest of my two younger siblings. And so I was leading this horrible example, drinking and driving, coming home, causing havoc in the house, yelling, breaking things, just all of it. It was really ugly. And I ended up getting another DUI because I didn't learn from the first one. And I'm still recovering from that one. It was a month after I had finished paying off my first DUI that I got my second DUI. And so that was just another lesson that I'm going through. And I had been introduced to AA when I was around 17 years old, and I think that's when I realized I was an alcoholic, but I just wasn't fully ready to sit in the chair and listen to what everyone had to tell me. I was stubborn, and I thought I could do it my way, and I thought if I was going to get sober, I was going to find a path that worked for me, whether it was yoga or, you know, hiking or just getting involved in school more. I just did not want to be involved with AA whatsoever. And so after getting my second DUI, I decided I was going to give it another shot. And I was going to AA for a little bit, and I would get maybe a few weeks here and there, and people were starting to get more familiar with me. I got a sponsor, but I wasn't doing the steps. I wasn't reading the big book. I wasn't sharing in meetings. I was just taking up space at this time. And so I continued to drink and use until I have this really big incident where I end up at the hospital, practically overdosing, and my family was visiting from out of town. And so my mom and my grandma had to see me in this horrific state that I never thought anyone would ever see me in. And it was really my rock bottom. It was that gift of desperation that got me to realize I need some freaking help. And so they approached me and they said, would you be willing to go to rehab? And I said, sure. So, well, at first I was a little reluctant, and then I thought about it and I said, okay, let's do this thing. So I had entered a rehab July 1st of 2025, and I've been sober ever since. I like to say I'm one of the lucky ones that stuck to it and made it through. And I remember when I had entered the rehab, I told myself, oh, this is going to be another way, and I'm not going to have to do AA. And the first day there, they took me to an AA meeting. And I was like, great, I can't escape it. And I just did what they told me, and I got a temporary sponsor, and I called some people that I knew from back home from when I had tried AA in the past, and I said, hey, just so you know, I'll be back in a couple months. And so I had a game plan for when I came back home. And I came back home and I gravitated towards the meetings, and I went to, I think it was like 3 or 4 meetings a week. And the sponsor that I had didn't work out, but I ended up getting a really amazing sponsor that I love so much, and she's been a huge part of my sobriety. And just gravitated towards the things that people told me. We started reading the big book. We started going through the steps. I got a couple commitments, and my life started to turn around drastically, you know? The confidence came back, the self-esteem. In those situations where I would have drank and used, I had tools to deal with it differently. And I knew I could call someone or I could go to a meeting, and I knew that picking up alcohol was not the solution. And so, yeah, today my life is just night and day compared to what it was a year ago, and I'm just so, so grateful. I'm grateful to my higher power. I'm grateful to my family for supporting me through all of it. I'm grateful to my amazing sponsor and her family that she's let me into, all the friends that I've made in the rooms, and just to myself and like the self-love that I've gained in this process. I was riddled with anxiety when I first came into these rooms, and speaking, let alone sharing at something like this, was unthinkable. And I really feel like God and the work that I've put in has gotten me to this point of just being able to live authentically and just chase after my dreams. Like, I'm going to college, I'm studying child development. I'm currently 25 weeks pregnant with a child. I have an amazing partner that, you know, we have a great relationship. It's not this like toxic drinking relationship that I'm used to. And I can be a good sibling to my younger siblings. My brother, he's struggling really bad right now with an alcohol issue. And I was trusted to help dispose of his alcohol that was in his room. Whereas before it was like, oh, we can't have alcohol in the house at all because Ellie's coming over. And so I've gained like this trust back from my family, and they don't have any doubt in their mind that I'm gonna go back to that, which is really amazing. But of course it's one day at a time, and I don't like that saying because I love to future trip and I love to think about the past, and I have to constantly remind myself that it is one day at a time. And my sponsor constantly reminds me to stay in the solution, and this is the solution for me. And so I'm just really, really grateful to be sober today and to have my life back, because it was getting really dark there for a while and it was scary. And I'm just really lucky that I was able to grasp a hold of this at a young age. And for anyone out there struggling, I really hope that you can follow the suggestions when time is ready for you, because everyone's on their own journey, and I think that it takes what it takes. But, you know, you, the solution's there when you're ready for it. So that's all I got. Thank you.